fifth paragraph of Demai, Mishnah Beis, second Mishnah. This is a continuation of the concept of the previous Mishnah of setting up my afrashes, maestres, or trumas and maestres in a fashion that the parts that are going to have to be given to the kohen are in one place, and everything else that is edible by the valavai will be on the other side. This is the concept of this Mishnah, which we'll be learning, is a concept which is generally used today for afrashes, trumas, and maestres. I wrote till hafresh truma, or trumas maestres ke'efer. He wants to take off his truma, and trumas maestres have them all in one place. So what does he do? Noitel echad mishloishim v'sholosh v'shlish. He takes one 33rd and a third. A 33rd and a third is 3/100. So basically in this piece that he's putting on the side, he has 3/100. What does he do now? Oymer. Echad mimeri mashu yesh kan harei zebesad zechulim. 1/100, which is in this piece that I set aside, which is basically a third of that piece, should remain chulin. Vashar truma alakot, and the other 2/100, which, if you know your math, is 1/50, is a truma. The Mishnah picked 1/50 because the Gemara says that the mida beinonis of a person taking off a truma is 1/50. So that's the average person would take off 1/50. So now basically what he has in this small piece he set aside, he has his truma, 2/3 of it became truma, and there's one part of it, which is equivalent to a hundredth of the produce, which is still chulin, nothing happened to it yet. Umea chulin sheyeshkan, arezer ze, tzad ze maise, the shah maise samakla. Umea chulin sheyeshkan means the 100th. The remaining 100th of chulin that remains, together with another 900 next to it, should become Maisa, similar to what we saw in the previous Mishnah. And now basically we have 1/10 Maisa, that the tenth is split up to 9/10 with the produce, and 1/10 together with his Truma. There should see Maisa, the Truma's Maisa, all of. And that 100th, which I made Maisa, is Truma's Maisa. So now we have this piece on the side that has the Truma and Truma's Maisa separated by itself. And the Maisa is together with the rest of the produce. Vasha Chala. Now the Mishnah did not mention Chala, but this is inserted. If he also wants to take off Chala, he'd have to take off a little bit more, so that he'll have enough to take off Chala also, and in that piece he will have 200 are going to be Truma Gdoila, 100 Truma Tmaisa, and a certain more of that which will be for Chala. Yes. Umaisa, the Chala is another 200. Yes. Umaisa Sheini, it's going to be drawing, like we saw in the previous mission, the Maisa Sheini proclaims in the rest of the produce in the north and the south of it, and then Maisa Sheni will be redeemed on the money. Now all the produce he has is edible, except for that piece which has that Shuma, Shuma's Maisa and Chala, which will be going to the Koyan or burnt if it's something.